President travels to Oklahoma City to speak at the opening of the Oklahoma City Memorial Center. He'll join others gathered to honor the memory of the 168 people who died in the 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. The Memorial Center is the product of a 350-member task force formed by former Oklahoma City Mayor Ron Norick. After gathering comments from families, survivors, and the public, the group decided to divide the memorial into three parts: a standing memorial, a visitor center, and a research institute. Carrie Watkins is executive director of the Memorial Center.
We have three components: the Oklahoma City National Memorial, the Memorial Center, which is an interactive learning museum, and then the Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism, which is the public policy making arm, the living memorial arm of the three.
Now, what was involved in the first part?
Well, the outdoor site is a 3-acre symbolic memorial. Very beautiful, peaceful, serene setting that takes a city block and transformed from a site of horror into a site of hope and peace. And it has a reflecting pool that runs about 400 feet that replaces 5th Street, which is where the truck actually parked. As you enter the memorial, you're two 9-story gates flank each side of the memorial, and one says 901, one is 903, which represents the moment before and after the bombing. So they frame the moment of 902.
What sort of exhibits will you have at the center?
The museum is divided into chapters. It's told like a story. You see the different agencies that were located in the building. You get a glimpse of what terrorism was like between 1985 and 1995 around the world, and then how we perceive terrorism in America. And then you actually walk into a room and you relive the moment of the bombing. You hear a hearing tape that was recorded across the street when there was a water hearing going on at a state agency. And as the bomb explodes, as you hear the bomb explode, you see 168 faces in front of you. And those represent the lives that were taken that day. You come out of that and you walk through a section we called Chaos. You see the very first television video that we see. You walk through 4 or 5 little kiosks, and you see 10 or 15 shoes, and one baby shoe is identified. You may see a pile of keys, and one set of keys are identified. And so you see a little bit about the individuals who were lost. And then you walk into an area that we call How the World Reacted, and you see the media reaction from around the world, and you see the story being told in 5 different languages. At the bottom of the stairs, you go into the Gallery of Honor. And this is the most important and beautiful room in the museum. It honors the lives of those who were killed. Their photograph is in a shadow box with an item that their families chose that represent their lives. But most importantly, it shows the individuality of all those people who died and how different people they were. They just happened to all be in the same building the same day.
And you have archives, too, right? It's a research center?
We will move the archives into this building in March. But we have about 1 million items in our archives, quite a collection of artifacts, letters, papers, all sorts of things that will be teaching tools for the generations.
And there will be a third component?
The third component is the Institute, and they work hard to define areas where they can go in and do research and investigation to help people deal with weapons of mass destruction or equipment that's needed by the frontline rescue workers. And they try to find things where they can help and make a difference.
This sounds like quite an experience. What do you hope people will take away from that?
Well, we certainly hope people come here to remember, but also to learn and to realize that we can all make a difference in our own lives, and that we can all change something that keeps hate and violence out of our lives, and that no matter where we live, no matter what we do, we can make a positive impact on our community.
Carrie Watkins is executive director of the Oklahoma City Memorial Center.